Welcome to Morning Sip. Sip and listen to what we've brewed up. Think of it as the most important meal of the day where you feel the rush after that first sip of your tea or coffee.
Because if a man is really into a woman, he will always make time. He will always find time, carve out time, steal time. You will never have to guess. If you have to guess or hunt him down, chances are he is good enough.
Welcome to another episode of Morning Sip. This is a 50-minute short where we sip, slurp, and listen. If this is your first time listening and you're new to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast, well, this isn't the first. Most of my content are full-length episodes celebrating embarrassment in our lives. Mostly, I reveal what women are thinking, and you too, men. But you know what? We're just not saying this stuff out loud. I keep it 100, though. I am unapologetically myself. Our stories are real and true. More importantly, my goal is to empower you, give you that dose of confidence that will help you realize your self-worth. Forget the mistakes. We're going to celebrate them and keep it moving. All right, Sip Nation, I have so much to say. Gosh, you know what? I can even do this every day. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and you can find me on ninababel.com, or you could use the handle at Nina Babel on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. So grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
First, let me set the scene. I was in my early 20s, sitting next to my grandmother on the couch. I can't remember for the life of me the origin of this conversation, but that doesn't matter because it has stuck with me to this day. But Grandma Duncan was always my decoy, my gatekeeper of my phone calls from guys. And I think she really enjoyed being my switchboard too. And remember, there were no cell phones, so either it was your parents or your grandparents who generally answered the phone. Unless you were expecting a call, then you went and grabbed the phone. But there was a guy that I was trying to duck, and I was clearly not interested in him. So Gran would always say,
"She's not home. Can I take a message?"
There's a reason I'm giving you this backstory, because this was my first introduction to this old saying that I've never been able to shake since I was on the couch with my grandmother. It actually became my biblical dating verse. My grandmother told me to marry someone who loves you more than you love them. I instantly understood. It clicked. No translation was needed. Why? Because I had a great example growing up. And I didn't need any validation either, but I think it really resonated and hit home when I watched the Oprah interview with Rihanna. At that point, I knew we shared one of the same favorite memory of our grandmother, Gran.
What did she impart to you that you will have forever?
The one thing she wants me to do is marry someone who loves me more than I love them.
Is that what she said?
Because, yes, because that a woman will always give. And they'll always give even more than they need to. We're selfless beings. It's maternal. And even with a husband, she said it'll be that way with them as well. And they'll only meet you halfway if they love you a little more. Mm.
I witnessed my grandparents' relationship and their behaviors towards each other. They were married over 60 years. She was 18 and he was 29 at that time. But my grandfather would always look at me to signal when he had to concede just to make her happy. He never raised his voice. She would always sticker and we call it strips at him nonstop. I saw how they looked at each other, the exchange of love in their eyes, whether it was laughter, disagreement, or even on my grandfather's deathbed. Women are naturally nurturing. We care and love hard to a fault. So when you find a man you will love or claims to be romantic, just a little above what comes natural to us women, then girlfriend, he's the one. Stacy is now divorced with one child and she's in her 40s. Although not from her grandmother, there's always a family member out there who passes the positivity of this old school saying to the next generation.
It was my cousin Jackie's husband's mother, and she only told me this last year. She said, a man needs to love you more than you love him. The next time around, your issue is, she said to me, is that you love a man more than you even love yourself. Next time, make him love you more than you even love him. That's deep. Yeah, she said, always, never give everything. Always hold something back so he always feels like he's working towards something.
Nobody wants to be in a relationship where you're giving more than the other person, right? For those of you who don't quite understand or follow, maybe you just never saw love.
I never really saw my mother love a man.
Right.
She had boyfriends, but I never saw love. So I didn't even know how it looked. So I would make it up as I go based upon what I've seen outside. So I wouldn't even know how to follow it through.
In simpler terms, it means this. If you're the girl or the guy chasing, constantly chasing, and he or she doesn't respond in a loving manner, dude, that's not a good look. And I don't want to label it as him loving you more, since both people really have to give to receive. I feel men show love to women differently from how women show their love to men. Men chase and protect what they love. Here's why. Onika's in her 30s, she's married with one child. But before she got married, she shared this notion of dating.
He said, if a man is really into you, you never have to worry about it, and you never have to ask. I said, what do you mean I don't have to ask? I need to know. He said, because if a man is really into a woman, he will always make time. He will always find time, carve out time, steal time to be with that woman, and he will always check, he will never have to guess. Is it that you have to guess or hunt him down? Chances are he is really not that into you. I was like, oh, okay. And so that was very much a true thing as well, whatever. Because I found myself in a relationship with a person where at first, in the beginning, it was lovey-dovey. And then towards the middle end, it was like we just happened to be two people who happened to be in the same room together, sitting down together in the same movie theater, watching the same movie, but nothing else connected us together.
Sometimes we hold on to men or women, and you know what? We want to believe it because we want it to work out for superficial reasons, even though we know deep down inside, this is not the person. This is not the right person. This is not the person we like. So whether you're the one who constantly goes out of your way, aiming to please with no kind of reciprocation, that you clearly love him or her more than they love you, we have nicknames for you. Whipped, no backbone, or you're just plain old booed up. Relationships rarely end up 50-50. Just because you love her more does not mean that she is not willing to fully invest in you. But that doesn't mean that we're not 100% invested as a couple. My story, I broke an engagement in my mid-20s. You know, this guy, for him, it was love at first sight. He loves you to the moon and back, making those sacrifices. But at first, it seemed worth it. But I wasn't in love. I could not do it. That's where I really had to draw the line, like responsibly draw the line. But the kicker was this. I realized that I was picking a ring with my fiance and it didn't really excite me. While the person behind the counter was salivating, waiting for my choice and potentially her commission. But that's what every girl's fantasy is. The ability to go to a jewelry store to pick any ring. And I wasn't excited.
I've heard that at many wedding shower, bridal showers, and you know, all that kind of stuff, from older women giving advice to brides to be, don't do it. Don't start something that you can't finish. At my place. Please. But it's true. Don't do it, because you will pay for it for the rest of your life. I promise you.
I couldn't do it. I could have taken the chance, but I just know my personality well enough not to.
She was more in love with the idea of being married than she was with my dad. And she shared that with me just out of the blue. So I took that to heart to say, I'm not going to make that mistake.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. I'm not going to make that mistake. But it's interesting. That's the first time I ever really heard my mom talk about love. I never heard my grandma talk about love. My grandma was widowed like in 1950. So I never saw my grandmother with a man.
Mm.
Nor did my mom. They never saw, because she never remarried. And then my parents were pretty much estranged my whole
life growing up. So, I mean, they were in the same house, but
right,
they were just like roommates. So they didn't talk about that. The truth of the matter is, someone is always going to love someone more. The scales tip in both directions at different points of the relationship. But ultimately, you want to have butterflies for the rest of your life. That sinking feeling, that warm and fuzzy feeling, don't you? As one of my girlfriends put it, she was longing for someone who just made her feel special. She was in a relationship close to 13 years and never knew what it was to feel this way. She never knew this feeling. She found parts of herself that she didn't know existed. Love is giving someone the power to destroy you, but trusting them not to. You're not an option. You're his or her priority. There's no way on God's green earth that you should deal with someone who doesn't bring at least something to the table, whether it's emotionally, physically, and even financially. Okay, everybody, that wraps up Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's gulp. Was this episode good for you? If you listened, I want you to tweet a picture of you and your mug using the hashtag MorningSip. Or you can email me directly at nina@ninababel.com. Baby, I like your stuff. But help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl Show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. Morning Sip will drop twice a month. Don't forget to review the show in iTunes because I rely on it. It helps me stand out from the crowd and helps women, and even you men, understand us and themselves better. Connect with me on social media because I love Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can use the handle @NinaBabel. Don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth on ninababel.com. Let's keep it 100. Smooches!